I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening all week, you know Michelle Cobb is with me, and she has had some quite interesting books this week. Though, as she says, she's chosen books that would not necessarily be on the top of my list, though she was wrong with one of them. But anyway, go ahead, Michelle. How are we ending the week?
14 Days, An Unauthorized Gathering by the Authors Guild, read by Shayna Small.
Oh, this is the one edited by Margaret Atwood and Douglas Preston.
You are correct. Yes.
Oh.
And another earphones winner. And this is probably the title that I thought would be the most likely that you would grab this week because, you know, there's a lot about dogs. So this is quite an undertaking because, as you mentioned, Margaret Atwood and Douglas Preston edit this, but they're bringing together 36 authors who are emulating Decameron, the 14th century stories, which are all by one author,
yes,
but are about escaping to the countryside to avoid the Black Death.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I am such a nerd. I actually read the Decameron during COVID.
Oh, well, that's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I read it. It was like, okay, we've been through this before. Let me see how it worked.
Anyway, and that's what they're doing. Yeah. You know, this story is set in New York, in the city, during the COVID-19 lockdown from March 31st to April 13th, 2020.
And tell me more.
So the residents of this apartment building gather on the roof as they're trying to work through and survive what is happening. And they are referred to not by name, but by nickname. So examples being Apartment 3C, Eurovision, Hello Kitty, Vinegar, Florida. And they share stories from their lives as they're working to stave off boredom and, of course, to stay healthy in this very much shared experience of trauma.
Got it. So a little bit like the Decameron meets the Moth.
Yes. But what was interesting was I really couldn't tell who wrote what. I tried to guess. Because there were a lot of authors and some names that, of course, everyone will know really well. R.L. Stein, DeShawn, Charles Winslow, Tess Gerritsen. I just couldn't figure out. So there's a PDF that you can look at, you know, and follow along with to see who wrote what. I waited to the end just to get that whole experience of, can I figure it out? Mm-hmm. No.
Well, there were 36 authors is a lot. And you know, Dave Edgar, Scott Turow. I mean, the names are extraordinary, including Atwood and Preston, who also wrote.
Exactly. And the narrator really does a beautiful job because she's bringing together this wide range of characters, a lot of different emotions, and she's really inhabiting them, bringing the stories to life. And one of the things I wondered, because I didn't read it with my eyes, I read it with my ears, if she had smoothed out any rough edges that were not, you know, part of the audio version because, you know, she's leading us through it so well.
Well, she got an Audie for Monsters We Defy for science fiction. She's gotten, you know, Best Of from Audiophile quite a few times.
Yeah, and this is what I like to say is a well-woven group of tales that lends itself really well to the medium because of her skilled vocal cords.
So why don't we hear a little? Do you have to set this up?
Well, this is the COVID lockdown. It's about to begin. Here we go.
The mayor gave a press conference today and recommended mask wearing for everyone. And as a result, the news was full of a debate about masks, whether they help, whether they should be required, and especially whether there were enough to go around, and if not, shouldn't we be saving the masks for the doctors and nurses? As we arrived in the evening, I saw that some of the tenants had followed the advice and improvised various ragtag masks, scarves, skiing gaiters, bandanas. This evening, I arrived extra early. My plan was to be first on the roof so that I could make a checklist of all the tenants and match them with their names, apartment numbers, and descriptions in the Bible. As they arrived, I could check them off as a sort of roll call. I wanted to finally and completely get them all straight in my mind, especially the audience members who hadn't said anything yet and were just sitting at the fringes of the gathering, doing their own thing. I'd also drawn a diagram of the building, showing each apartment, that I pasted onto a blank page in the Bible.
I've always appreciated the quality of Shayna Small's voice, and I've really appreciate her pacing, and there's, I don't know, a directness about her narration that I've always really liked.
Yeah. And I think it all came out and came together really well here. And what's interesting about this piece being that they call the author the Authors Guild. They're actually raising money for the Authors Guild and for authors who were impacted by things like COVID-19.
Worthwhile cause, yeah. Too. Yeah. Okay. That's 14 Days, An Unauthorized Gathering by the Authors Guild, read by Shayna Small. Now our week is over.
Oh, that's true. But I'll be back next month.
I hope you have a great month.
Thank you. You too.
Today's episode of Behind the Mic is supported by the new audiobook, Power Moves, Ignite Your Confidence and Become a Force, written and narrated by best-selling author Sarah Jakes Roberts, available everywhere you get your audiobooks on April 30th. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are our contributors. Jennifer Dall is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.